We have four letters this week, starting with two of the responses to the articles we have just featured. Many readers wrote in to say that the parking should be free at the NHS hospitals for staff. As one example, we have a letter from Rita and Philip Wilson of Aslacton. I have just read that parking charges are to be reintroduced for staff at our hospital. To say this news has outraged me is an understatement. This is absolutely out of order. My husband has, for the last 7 months, had three bladder operations and a kidney removed due to cancer. The staff looking after him and many others work their socks off on 12-hour shifts. I, for one, cannot thank them enough. In the urology department, kidney and Arthur South DPU for looking after him. It is no wonder staff are leaving in droves. They can't afford the charges. Every time I had to take my husband to the hospital for his BCG treatments over 6 weeks, I paid my car park fee. I accepted this. It cost me a small fortune, but I would gladly that the staff can have free parking whilst on duty. It doesn't matter if the staff are surgeons, doctors, nurses, care assistants, cleaners or porters. They should all have free parking. The public are charged enough for the staff to get theirs free.
There were also many protests at the Norfolk County Council decision to stop providing free school meals. Many of them, like this one from Janet Munro of Munsley, noting that the council's diversion of resources to fun times will not help the poor and those least able to get to fun activities. Norfolk County Council has decided to scrap free school meal vouchers for the Easter holidays and instead spend the money organising fun times for the children who would normally qualify for free school meals in order to make the money go further. Where are these fun times taking place? Has any thought been given to children who live well out in the countryside with no transport? Has any thought been given to those children who find life difficult enough without all this upheaval? Fancy leaving everything until a few days before the school holiday and expecting everyone to be happy. Our county council appears to be following in the government's footsteps. Money has to be saved, so we'll let the poor and least able fend for themselves.
We have now two fishy stories. The first from Eamon Burgess offers thoughts on the new Barnard's Yard heat pump. Great to see the excellent progress the Barnard's Yard's new communal heat pump from the River Wensum. It's a disruptive process requiring water systems to be ripped out and replaced in hundreds of people's homes. And that's after all the communal gardens and surrounding streets got dug up for the new pipes. The tons of CO2 due to be saved make it all worth it. Meanwhile, on the opposite bank of the river, you report that the empty electricity block office is due to be revamped as student accommodation. I have a dream. Can the heat pump be plumbed into the Duke Street site while all the expertise and tools are on the site? And before the building is cluttered up with people and furniture. Could whichever academic institution is taking over the building talk to the contractors? It would save a fortune, reduce pollution, and there's probably postgrad doctorates and dissertations aplenty to be mined from the work. I have a dream. Does the River Wensum have a bream?
And if you think that was bad, there was a letter from Stuart Edge in Poringland in response to another article on fishing. In response to John Bailey's article on fishing with the headline, "If Fish Could Talk, We'd Know Exactly What They Wanted," March the 30th, my simple answer to find out, drop them a line. And now here is Mike with the next group of news stories.